Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating. For the week of June 18th through 24th, 2012, the club competition season finally kicking to full gear. But first, there was official release of all the various changes wrought by the ISU Congress last week. The junior age change mentioned in the press release turns out to apply only to male pairs and ice dance partners who will now age out a year earlier. And like the senior rules, this only comes into effect after the Olympics. One completely new piece of news is that a new rule restricts judges to judging only one event per competition. Other than that, most of the technical proposals were passed without difficulty, the Congress assuming perhaps those proposing them knew better than they would, including the application of the 10% bonus to short programs, the new choreographic sequence, and the various new rules about spin positions and dance lifts. Also, point deduction if part of the costume falls off, and the removal of the option of doing two twists and two lifts instead of a twist and three lifts, if only because no one was using it anyway. Level zero, by the way, is actually being referred to in the protocols as the basic level, and all singles and pairs elements levels are defined by exactly how many features they have. One feature for level one, two features for two, and so on. Ice dance, meanwhile, will actually still only have four levels, now in novice pattern dance sections as well as everywhere else, except for certain elements that will have one base value regardless of difficulty, which include what was previously the valueless transition lift and is now renamed the choreographic dance lift and made a requirement. The rules of ice dance have been modified to emphasize matching the required tempo in the short dance on pain of possible deduction, though the first 10 seconds of the program are exempt. Maybe a bit more annoying is the new rule requiring the free dance to now clearly change tempo or expression at least once in the program. No theme song throughouts anymore. Also, the TBA in the 2014 U.S. Nationals qualifying is a TBA no more. October 5th through 8th, 2013, we'll see North Atlantic Regionals take place in Lake Placid. Of the club competitions this week, the biggest was the Broadmoor Open in Colorado Springs happening through Saturday despite the frightening wildfires currently raging in the area. Notice was earned by Hannah Miller, moving up from junior to win both segments of the full senior ladies competition and going from a triple loop in her tango short, though neither of the loops were clean and neither was her triple flip. With 50.66, she was trailed closely by Melissa Bullenhage in the short, who was keeping her Egyptian disco short and skated it clean for 50.14 points, but she withdrew in the free, where Miller, skating to a piece by Balas Havazi called The Storm, did only a triple loop double loop and still had a little trouble with her flips but landed six triples, which was enough to break 100 for a grand total of 153.95, 14 points ahead of 139.69 of Angela Wang in second place. Wang had turned her Crouching Tiger Hidden Dragon free from last year into a short to come in third behind Bullenhage with 47.36 points after popping her Lutz. And debuting a new ladies in Lavender free, where she went through for a triple flip triple toe to open her program, she later doubled a Lutz and popped a loop in Sal Cal for 92.33 points, still very far ahead of third place Canadian Christine Young, who with 42.84 had been fifth in the short behind Mariah Bell, if by less than half a point, and her Firebird free popped two jumps, including a Lutz, leaving her with the only triple harder than a Sal Cow a flip, and that wasn't the best one either. Her 78.45 score and 121.29 total were enough for third, however, when Mariah Bell skated less well and dropped down to sixth. Fourth ended up going to Kate Charbonneau, with a seventh place 37.98 score from the short, and a 74.18 score in the free for a 112.16 total. She appeared to deliberately do easier jumps while debuting her new free to bring him home from Les Miserables. There was also a senior ladies event that consisted of the short program only, which Miller and Wang weren't listed for, and Charbonneau withdrew from, and Bullenhage didn't skate very well in. There, she only scored 36.60, coming in a distant second to Yan, who scored higher here with 44.48. Also, there was a jumping competition with 6.0 judging and only three entries, including Wang, who landed two triple flips and two double axels, but fell on two attempts at a Lutz combo and lost to Polina Edmonds, who stayed on her feet through two double axels, two triple flips, and two triple Lutz triple toe double loop combos, the second better than the first. Edmonds, otherwise, is still competing on the junior level, and there earned some notice herself, winning the full ladies event with a piano row to Romeo and Juliet free that included two triple-triple combinations, and when skated clean in the final, earned a whopping 114.22 points, though broke 100 in the event qualifying too, if not by as much, for a total score of 170.06. She did, however, lose both the short program in the full event and the short program only event to Barbie Long. Both versions of the short program competition saw both Edmonds and Long go for triple Lutz triple toes and the same jump content. Long's Pink Panther routine edged Edmonds' Russian Folk routine 57.78 to 54.94 in the short program only, and 56.78 to 55.84 in the combined event. Long's West Side Story routine broke 100 in qualifying, if barely, but the final segment, she only skated it well enough for 91.35. Her second place overall total was 148.53. The senior men weren't quite able to manage a combined event. They had a short program aimed for it, but only two men skated, Italian Paul Parkinson, using his Nothing Else Matters short from last year, and landing a triple axel, and fell out of a flip to score what was eventually determined to be 68.28, and Brit Jono Partridge, who was way behind at 40.96. And then the free skate ended up not happening. More men entered the short program only event, where Brandon Mraz, keeping last year's Mac the Knife program, went for a quad loop, fell on it, but apparently got credit for the rotations and ended up with a final calculated score of 68.17, though initially it was reported at 67.67. Not that it mattered, even the lower score had him crushing the other six competitors. Second place Tim Coletto, skating last year's Waltz program, falling on a triple axel and messing up what proved to be a triple lut single toe combo, was the only one to even break 50, and that barely. At 50.21, Timothy Delensky fell on his axel too and couldn't even get the second jump off after falling out of his triple flip for 46.66. Max Aaron fell on his quad sawcow attempt and his other two jumps were a double toe and a single axel for 45.05. And Partridge scored slightly higher here, but only up to 41.36. Aaron did better, however, in the six-man jumping competition, landing quad salchow, double toe, double loop, and a solo quad toe, though he doubled another quad salchow attempt and fell out of a second quad toe. He also landed two triple axel. Mraz was second thanks to a triple axel, triple toe, and two clean triple axels, with him falling out of a third, but fell on two attempts at the quad loop in the competition, and though having skated last, he even tried two more post-competition just for the hell of it, those didn't succeed either. Parkinson was third with two falls on two quad salchow attempts, but two good triple axels and a triple lutz double toe double loop. In the fall junior event, three men skated the short and two went on to the free. Sebastian Bayonet won the former with 45.11 and overall with 126.67 on the strength of that, though Brian Krentz won the free skate with 82.61 and was close behind overall with 125.35. Krentz also won the short program only event in which Bayonet didn't skate, there scoring 45.55, being the only other competitor in the event by a narrow 0.24. Senior and junior pairs both started out with two teams, but lost one after the short, leaving the other to skate their free in exhibition. In the seniors, the two pairs were the new team of Alexis Kimeka and Christopher Knyrum, who did extremely well with a Moonlight Sonata short that included a good triple twist and throw triple flip, and they attempted side-by-side triple salchows, but he fell on them, for a total of 50.89, and Haven Denny and Brandon Fraser, who in a Spanish music short had a triple twist, but only a throw triple salchow, which she had to fight for, and double axels with creative placement in respect to each other, but she fell out of, for a total score of 46.09. Denny and Fraser stuck around to skate their La Strada free in exhibition, where they scored 101.05. In the juniors, the pairs were Madeline Aaron and Max Setledge skating to the Swan, and Brittany Simpson and Matthew Blackmer skating to Zorro. Both teams went for double twists, throw triple salchows, and side-by-side double axels. Aaron fell in the throw while Simpson had a hand down, but Aaron and Setledge landed their axels, while Simpson and Blackmer both fumbled theirs, so even though the latter had slightly higher presentation scores, Aaron and Setledge finished ahead, 45.13 to 43.34. Aaron and Setledge then skated their Carmen free to score 75.32. Over on the East Coast, the Boston Open was also going on, with six senior ladies competing in the short and four in the free. Yasmin Siraj won the first, skating last year's Daphnis and Chloe short, but she only jumped a triple toe, double toe, fell on her lutz, and turned out of her axel, scoring 45.06, barely ahead of the 44.74 of Haley Dune, who jumped a triple lutz, single toe combo and fell on her flip, and in the free, where Siraj's 7 years in Tibet program gave her even more trouble, with a fall and a pop on her lutzes and a double toe and salchow. Dune, with Rachmaninoff's symphonic dances, too had a fall and a pop on her lutzes, but did not double anything and thus got the better of Siraj, 85.68 to 84.15. The two of them were the only skaters to break 40 in the short or even 70 in the long. Alexia Rogers won the junior ladies, skating to Black Swan without any triples for a score of 65.82. Harrison Choate was the lone senior men's entry. He did not do triple axels, but skated a clean short and along with one fall, for scores of 59.24 and 115.91. Over in Europe, the biggest news came out of the Mishin group, where they are training in Italy, and it has been reported that choreographer Kenji Miyamoto is doing Evgeny Plushenko's long program to Rota's Romeo and Juliet, which apparently will not have any Edvin Martin remixing in it. Mishin also said this week that Plushenko is now completely healthy following his knee surgery, that Elisaveta Tektomisheva has completed both her programs with David Wilson, and that Arda Jasinski, who is currently en route to join them, will do so with the short program ready and several long programs to choose from. Also working with David Wilson, as it happens, is Johnny Weirvoronov, though he is apparently even enlisting Nikolai Morozov to give him a little help on his steps. His long program apparently does have Edvin Martin on it, as well as Frederick Chopin, while he wants both programs to have a quad. On the non-skating front, He has declared his future will not include coaching or choreographing, but he and Victor do plan at some point for it to include a baby. But the only other music revelation this week, outside those that revealed their music by competing with it, was by Alexandra Aldred and Daniel Eden announcing the music for their short dance will be Down Home Blues by Jean Harris. Meanwhile, up in Switzerland, there seems to be uncertainty as to when Miki Ando has yet arrived in the country to get Stéphane Lambiel working on her short, but one girl is settled in Geneva on a more permanent basis, Russian skater Anna Ocharova, who's been training with Peter Gruder since the end of December and is now attending a summer training camp in Oberstdorf, but says she's happy in Switzerland and is not even ruling out the possibility of representing the country internationally. Back on this side of the pond, the Young Artist Showcase Quest for Creativity for 13 and Under announced the winners, awarding $300 and a pair of bags, and the 14 and Up version is underway. And the Viewers Poll is a dead heat between Jen Pask's Poker Face program and Kyla Kopeckis' Super Bad program. The participants in the main competition are arriving in Lake Placid for the finale amid the announcement that it's going to be live-streamed over the internet via Ustream. As the Summer Olympics approach in London and a number of British skaters are starting to prepare to perform in the accompanying festivities, Russia have announced the details of the full-on musical on ice to be held as part of the Sochi exhibition they've set up in London to promote the 2014 Olympics. Ilya Averbuch is adapting his City Light show in a show called Sochi, Small Stories of a Big City, to be performed in the ice arena set up in Kensington Park, with much of the tour cast coming back, albeit with some roles switched. The role of Charlie Chaplin's tramp character will fall to Alexei Tikhonov, and he and partner Maria Petrova will get to close the show with a Chaplin program, as Elena Beresnaya and Anton Tsikhanouskas will not be in the cast. Other skaters coming back include Alexei Gudin, Tatiana Navka and Roman Kostomarov, Tatiana Totmina and Maxim Marinin, Oksana Domnina and Maxim Shabalin, Albina Denkova and Maxim Stavitsky, Margarita Drobiazko and Paula Fanagas, and Elena Leonova and Andrei Kovalko. Sochi is not the only city enlisting skating for Olympic promotion. With Olympic bids becoming feasible for U.S. cities again, the Lake Tahoe Winter Games Exploratory Committee has enlisted 5 former Winter Olympians in their effort to develop a bid for Lake Tahoe and Reno to host the 2022 Winter Olympics. Among them are Christy Yamaguchi, her retired hockey husband, 2-time Olympian Brett Hedekin, and skier and Skating with the Stars survivor Johnny Mosley. And speaking of hockey husbands, Jamis Lay now has one. Wednesday night, she and her old Battle of the Blades partner and much older friend, Edmonton Oilers star and Hockey Night in Canada co-host Craig Simpson, were married in California, which led her to tweet up a storm, in which she concluded by saying she had married her best friend. In other domestic Canadian news, Shailen Born Turok gave birth on Monday to Kai Born Turok, her son by husband Botan Turok. And finally, Michelle Kwan's giving back is still keeping her in the news. The 40th anniversary of Title IX saw her name to the Council to Empower Women and Girls Through Sports, which works around the world to empower women through sports, and she will be on the panel next week to discuss the impact of Title IX on women's lives in the U.S. It was also announced Thursday at a press conference in Seoul that she and Yuna Kim may once again perform together, this time at the closing ceremony of the Special Olympics being held in Korea in February. However, this is not confirmed, with Kwan noting that she hasn't skated since she and Eunice shared the ice in All That Skate LA back in 2010 and isn't sure she could get back into shape for it. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.